Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Calendars for April of next year, and we would love to see you here. We've got people from all over. I met a family from New Mexico, from California, from Ohio, which, Lori, that is your stomping grounds.
It's amazing.
And I know that the Buckeye fans are really excited to see the best course. before, and he's involved in nonprofit ministry, helping with special needs kids. He has an incredible story, such a powerful testimony, and he has paved the way for so many homeschoolers to be able to play sports in so many different states. We actually have a bill named the Tebow Bill, and so we are so excited to have Tebow here with us.
Cool.
You're like, what's this point? Mark, what's of his success to the discipline and the work ethic that his parents instilled in him in homeschooling?
Absolutely.
And if that's not encouraging to parents like you out there, I don't know what is. To say, like, most of us think, and this is a terrible way to think, that just because you homeschool your kid, we just hope they graduate, we hope they can read, and we hope they're not the weird kids. But in fact, what we believe at the Texas Homeschool Conventions is ordinary parents just like you and I can raise extraordinary kids. Right. And so keep doing what you're doing. We're here to encourage and equip you weekend, and I want to tell you more because you guys have subscribed to the channel. We're going to be going live here every 30 minutes. We've got Heidi St. John coming on the car ago, Christina Ellis, Kathy Eggers. My memory is blanking, but
the list is long, and you don't want to miss any of them. Yeah. Now, if you miss the live, come back and watch the replay.
Yep,
super important.
That's exactly it. So let's grab Amy Kemper, who's going to completely be blindsided by this. But
let's do it.
I just think it's the best thing.
Go get
yes,
her.
Laura, you go get Amy and bring her in.
She doesn't know this is happening.
She
right,
does
Chelsea?
Not. No,
no, this is a surprise. She has no idea. Here she comes.
Amy was dancing off camera. You guys remember my friend Amy Kemper, and I told her if she kept dancing on camera, we were going to bring her on camera. Amy, 8 weeks ago or something like that, you and I were talking to this audience about the exhibit hall. It was all a dream. It was all
so amazing. And so the energy is great. The people are great. The attendees are great. The booths are great. I walked 11 miles yesterday in this exhibit hall. 11. So wear good walking shoes. The exhibitors are awesome. We've got great, fantastic things.
We do. Now, for the viewers who have been faithful, you mentioned that there was going to be a history exhibit here. Has that lived up to the hype? Where you talked about something about a rat, which was emailed in a lot, and what else is there that they can check out?
So the memorabilia was stuck a little bit of traffic this morning.
Okay.
So I haven't been back by the booth to check to make sure. But I was told that the rat was coming.
Can I just clarify? A rat?
A rat. R-A-T.
R-A-T.
Rat.
Rat. Like
rat.
The ones
it's
we're
dead.
All afraid of.
It's dead.
Where
and I think he said from? Something from Germany and bombing. And I don't know. You're going to have to go check it out.
So there is a mystery. So American Journey Experience with Glenn Beck is here, and they have brought in tons of historical artifacts. I think I saw Captain America's actual shield when I walked by. So I'm going to go fangirl after this. But you guys, like we said, you get a chance to come and fangirl to see and meet the one and only Amy Kemper and to visit the rats that you will forever be known by.
They do have Abraham Lincoln's jacket.
Which has what on it?
Not a rat.
Amy, thank you for being here.
Welcome.
If you could tell one thing to the people who are listening who live in DFW and who could get here tonight for free shopping, what would you tell them?
I would say that it is going to be well worth your time. So we have not just homeschooling resources. We have all kinds of resources to help you raise your family, raise your children, and be extraordinary parents.
That's awesome. Amy, thank you for being here.
Yeah.
And we'll see you running around the exhibit hall. Hopefully you'll get up to 20 miles today.
See you, Amy.
All right, guys, that is the one and only Amy Kemper. She is responsible for filling up this entire exhibit hall with, I believe she said, over 200 vendors or something crazy like that.
And she has no idea that I'm trying to beat her step count.
Ooh.
So I'm going to race Amy and see if I can get more miles than Amy.
Okay.
I just found out, though, apparently, that I'm behind.
So if you're an attendee listening and you want to get in on the step count race because you're here in person, please do so. The
yes.
Events team would love to run with you.
In fact, why don't you comment your step count?
Yes.
And just
tell us
your
step count.
Video, just get in there and say, I'm up to this, I'm up to that.
You
and
have to beat 16,000 to be me.
Get up and walk and let us know how many steps you're getting.
Yeah.
Right?
That's great. That's great. I want to introduce someone else who doesn't. Here's what you guys don't see is right behind this camera and this iPad are a bunch of people taking pictures of us, waving at us, and are begging to be brought in. So I'm actually going to invite Kevin to come on in. You guys know that this podcast is not put on by me. You know me, and I've told you this week in and week out, I am the least tech savvy person you know. Tech falls short every week, but we have partnered with an incredible company who not only is bringing this live feed today, but has really brought our dream to life to bring you great homeschool content each week. And Kevin White with Spirit Media is here hosting all of this. And he has no idea just did this, but we wanted to throw you in. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. What a wonderful conference.
Yeah. This is your first homeschool conference, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Give us the feel. Give us the vibe. What are you sensing being here?
There's lots of electricity in the air. And everyone's just really having a great time. And we're meeting some incredible people, vendors and attendees here at the conference. And already Ashley wants to win our children's book publishing package. That's at least one of about 20 that have already registered for that. And so that's awesome to see the energy around publishing and marketing for Spirit Media. But this podcast is definitely one of the highlights for us this week, and we're glad to be a part of it.
I love that. I love that. So Spirit Media, we partnered with you guys. You bring vision to life for not only families, but vendors and businesses. Can you tell us just very high level what you guys do that can help businesses bring that dream that they've been thinking of for?
~195 nations. And so this conference is a part of that. This is a piece in the kingdom, and we're thrilled to be a part of it. Awesome. And if we can help you, we'd love to, any opportunity to partner with you.
Great. All right, Kevin. He's going to be with us all weekend, guys. Give that for Kevin White. All right. Well, let me check on the, it is 12:46, so we've got just a couple of minutes. Lori, final thoughts.
Well, I am just overwhelmed with the quality of people that are here, not only the speakers, the workshop leaders, but the quality of parents that are coming. I've met some today because I got the privilege of working registration line. And to hear the stories, people saying, I'm so tired, I can't wait to be here. Some have been homeschooling forever, and some, they're just figuring out if this is even what they want to do. But we're able to come together and just encourage each other, and I'm loving that.
All right, Haley, final thoughts.
You know, it's such a full circle moment for me, Chelsea. I grew up coming to these conventions from the time I could crawl, and to come back here and be part of the team and just get to experience all of these homeschool families and see how much homeschooling has changed in the state of Texas for the better. And there's so many more resources and opportunities and help available. And I'm just so excited to get to continue to be a part of it all.
That's awesome. All right, guys. Well, Haley and Lori and myself are going to be hosting interviews all weekend. Stay tuned in. And again, if you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, get here tonight. There is space for you. We want to love on you, encourage you, and equip you to continue to raise the next generation of world changers. Guys, we love you. We'll see you in just a few minutes with Melanie Hempe, our keynote from Screen Strong. It's going to be a powerful interview. We'll see you in just a little bit.
Bye. Bye, guys.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.